Back here on this very special edition of Sportsline on 1090 AM WBAL and WBAL.com. Brett Hollander and Mike Gathigan, the current director of communications for the Maryland Jockey Club and once upon a time, the PR honcho for your Baltimore CFL Stallions. And right now we are joined by the head coach of that team, the legendary Hall of Famer, Don Matthews. Don, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what, Mike Gathigan was the whole secret behind all the success the Stallions had. He was the secret weapon.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Coach. I think the team you assembled had a little more to do than me.
They were a good bunch. And you know what, now that I've had a little time to reflect in retirement, it was a fun time to start those guys up from scratch. And the way we went up there was just folding chairs and tables and assembled a team. Jim Popp, who was went out and found the talent. It was a great, great time, and certainly in my career, and hopefully the fans of Baltimore had a good time watching us.
Yeah, I think they certainly did, because all these years later, 18 years later, we're still doing a show. I was very young in those days, and I was just so enthusiastic about the team, so hungry for football, and you assembled this incredible group. You coached for a long time, won a lot of championships. If you could, Coach Matthews, kind of put it in order, or I hate to rank it or force you to, but how great was this team?
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they try to rank this team, they always want to put an asterisk to it. Well, they were an All-American team from All-American talent. But there were other teams in the U.S. with All-American talent, and they didn't do as well as Baltimore did. So I would, other than the one team that I had with Flutie on it, because Flutie makes the team very special in himself, I would think that Baltimore might be tied for number one with that Toronto team with Flutie.
Coach, we had Swack and Tracy Ham on earlier during the hour, and they were talking about how you assembled the team and kind of had those core guys like the two of them and O.J. and guys like Chuck Anthony and guys like that were Gerald Bayless, who were CFL veterans, and then kind of integrated the athletes, the Matt Goodwins of the world, and guys that didn't know the CFL game. Was that one of the secrets to your success?
Yeah, I believe so. We had, I think, 9 or 10, if I remember correctly, that first year. Gerald Bayless, we got to remember to stick him in there. He was a big factor for us. And they really showed the younger, and not younger especially, but the new players what the game was all about. Had a great coaching staff that understood that the Canadian rules were different, and they had to coach towards the Canadian rules, which they did very appropriately. And so with a combination of the veterans and the new talent that was brought in by actually all the coaches plus Jim Popp, I think we just assembled. We got very, very lucky to assemble a team that good, because everyone else had the same chance in the United States, but they weren't able to do it as well as we did.
What about the fans here, Coach Matthews, and how they reacted? We're talking about 35, 40,000 for almost that entire 1994 season and close to that in 1995.
Another one of the lucky breaks is, you know, with the Colts leaving town in the middle of the night, Baltimore was hungry for pro football. And I still believe to this day that the best-kept secret in sports is the talent level at the Canadian Football League. So when they were able to witness the talent that the Canadian Football League had on and the speed of the game, the fans in Baltimore, anyway, they took charge and they became very avid fans. And to this day, they still go to Grey Cups and support the Baltimore Stallions at every Grey Cup.
That's true. We had people call in earlier. They went to Hamilton to meet Tracy Ham, and they met. We had people call in earlier. They met you after a Grey Cup from Baltimore, and they continue to follow the league. I mean, that's incredible stuff and the impact that you guys had. I do want to bring up Mike Pringle, because he was such a dominant player, and I know he lasted for a long time in the league, and he was a Hall of Famer. Was he the best back you ever saw in the CFL?
Well, he certainly was for the longevity of his stay. We've had a lot of great backs. you know, just right after Mike Pringle, Lawrence Phillips came into the league. Now, I know he's had some personal problems, but for a back-wise, he was pretty close to equal to Mike Pringle. So those two guys might be the two best that I've ever seen.
Coach, do you have, obviously winning the Grey Cup, and Coach Matthews probably has like 10 Grey Cup rings, but, you know, any particular memories of the 2 years here? I mean, you know, winning the Grey Cup was obviously special, but anything else sticks out, you know, in your memory?
Well, you know, the thing is that when you make a team from scratch like we did, you really acquire a lot of ownership for that team. So all of the coaches, and again, Jim Popp and Jim Spiros, we started from having not one football player to putting together a championship team. So we acquired a certain ownership that I never felt on any other team, because we had gone in and when you take over a team, there's a lot of leftover talent from the time before. Although you want those guys to do well and you coach them the same, but when you go from the ownership of starting from scratch without a football player to the Grey Cup, that's a magical journey, and that's probably the most outstanding thing I can remember.
Don Matthews, the Hall of Fame CFL head coach, is with us here on WBAL. And Coach Matthews, I do want to ask you about O.J. Bergantz, who's still so important to the people here of Baltimore's time with the Ravens, a part of the Super Bowl team here, Super Bowl 35, and he continues to work for the club now, and of course his fight with ALS. But just talk about O.J., the man that you coached.
Boy, he's one of the special guys in the whole world. Baltimore's lucky to have him, I'll tell you that, because he is that special. I came down, I think it was his first Bergantz Brigade, or the second. Which one was
it? It was his first event when he turned 40. Coach came in from Portland.
And it was so great to see him, but so sad to see him in his condition. But then he makes you feel great again because he's so upbeat. But he's, just by the way that he's living his life now, tells you what a outstanding character that man possesses, and that's him, the human being, and that's something that will last with me forever, is just how solid a fighter is he to just continue to fight and fight. My dad died of Lou Gehrig's disease, and so I know what the disease does to a person, so to watch him battle and battle and battle, it should give all people pause to relate that something can happen in the future, maybe for that terrible disease. But he's a guy that just will not say no.
And talk about him, the player, Coach. I know you talked about Gerald Bayless as well. That first year, it was, you know, you guys made a point to bring in those two superstar players that really solidified the defense right off the bat.
You know, O.J., right from the beginning, was such an impact player because his position was an impact player. He was a come-off-the-edge guy and sacked the quarterback, and he came down to Baltimore with, I think the year before, he had in the high teens in sacks, like 17 or 18. So he was a proven veteran. Gerald Bayless, the nose guard, although he was known throughout the league, it wasn't quite the same type of impact because the position was a nose guard, but he just controlled the middle. And, you know, we went defense on our special teams, I mean on our drafting of veteran Canadians to Canadian players to play for our team. We were able to choose some really good ones. And you know what? The easiest part about getting them to come to Baltimore was Baltimore, because as soon as we said Baltimore, they started packing their bags and saying, when do I leave?
Don Matthews, the CFL Hall of Fame coach, a Baltimore champion. Coach Matthews, a true pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Listen, anytime you want to talk about Baltimore, I'm up for it.